Radio shouting.
I caught up the station, it's by that time for Fila. Most likely he a small fry if he was stamped by Beehive. It's one in one station only, they got the streets on fire. So please do not touch the dial, cause we finna go live.
What's happening? Of course, you know it's your boy Behind Radio Shout In. As always, I got my podcast partner off in this thing, OG Gangsta Wick of the Ghetto Mafia. What's happening with it, Wick?
Oh, hold on, let me check this on.
All right now. I mean, what the hell?
I got my Hawks on. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's NBA season right
That's
now.
Right.
It's getting too close to the playoffs. The Hawks, we finna win it all this year.
Come on.
Bulldogs already won.
Ooh.
You know what we did to Alabama, Georgia? Matter of fact, you know what, B-Hot? I got a joke for you.
Come on with it.
Why, if it snows in Alabama today, why won't the snow stick?
I don't know, Wick.
Because Crimson Tide fans are still salty.
Boom!
You can't.
Boom!
You're not finna boom me like they did Tip now.
Tip can learn a few pointers from you on how to take some booms in this thing. Boom!
That was a good one. They still salty about what Georgia did to them.
Next, what else has been going through your mind lately other than this damn gangster comedy you coming with, man?
Man, I'm feeling good right now. Like I said, I was looking at, on a serious note, behind, I was looking at jumping into the comedy for a minute.
That's,
you know,
right.
I'm almost 50 years old. I'm going to be 50 at the end of this year.
Okay.
Right, 49.
That's right.
So I said, you know what? A lot of these comedians, a lot of these singers, ball players, everybody can come over to rap.
That's right.
Why can't rappers go over to basketball? Like, remember when P tried to play basketball, everybody was hating on him and stuff?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Man, you need to stick to rap. You need to, you know, nah, if the man can play basketball, let him play. 2 Chainz can play, let him play.
Let the man hoop.
If Tip can tell some jokes and make people laugh, let him do it.
I don't see nothing wrong with it, but my thing is, why do you think folks have been raising so much hell about it?
Because Tip whack. See. It took the wrong person. See, they needed me up in there. You know what I mean? And I could, you know. But now, let me stop. I listened to Tip.
Yeah.
I went in and you know, people kept calling me about it. Hey, Wick, you saw Tip do, you know, the stand-up comedy. He got booed in New York, you know, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't aware that he was actually already out doing full-fledged shows. So I went and did my research.
Yeah.
I studied out. I saw the one from New York. I saw the one where he was doing a club and him and some girl had some beef because
the girl was
saying something about it. But I found one of the clips on there that Tip had did in one of the clubs here, and he had made a point in his show. It wasn't very funny, but he had made a point. He say, you know, everybody in the comedians are mad at me because I'm doing comedy now. I think he said something to the fact that they mad at me because they wouldn't shit for 17 years, and now that I'm doing comedy, they want to blame me for it. He said, if you wouldn't shit for 17 years, how's T.I. the reason that you ain't shit right now?
That's a funny-ass joke.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then when I heard that, I started listening to him, and I said, you know what? It ain't bad. Mm-hmm. There's a few things that I you know, if you are listening to me, Tip, I'm following it, I'm supporting it, and I'm gonna ride with him on it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because us rappers, it's a small percentage of us, especially from our era, which we're gonna get into that.
Yeah.
And I feel like we do gotta support each other, you know what I'm saying? Because Tip breaks down the door for me, for this rapper, for the next rapper, for a lot of us. You see what I'm
that's
saying?
Real.
So
that's
for
real.
Him to stick his neck out there,
damn.
You know,
it's real.
It's humbling, and we should support him. Now, I don't think that he thought that he was going to get booed. Mm. I think that did touch a nerve with him. When me looking in his face, I don't know him personally. I ain't never been invited over Thanksgiving dinner, so I don't really know him personally. But me looking at the video of him getting booed, it looked like it was something that he wasn't used to. I mean, this man been, you know, famous for a better of almost 25 years now. Yeah. And it ain't too many times you probably can count on one hand that this man don't hit a stage and has been booed to where you can't even hear the way what he's saying.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? He had to play one of his songs to get them off his ass. That's how bad it was. He played one of his songs. They calmed down for a minute. He was able to finish. But I would just say, man, you know, in listening to him, I think we should at least just, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's listen to what he's saying, you know, and judge it that way. But I will say this right here, and then I'm going to let you speak.
Yeah.
Trying to skip your way, trying to take shortcuts, just because you're anybody and jump straight to the top and you know, and gloss over what a lot of these comedians have been through for 20, 30, 40 years. They've given this life to it and think that you can just jump straight to the top and control a crowd. I saw that you can't. It takes, you gotta, you know, hone your craft. You gotta perfect your craft. And I think that, you know, Tip maybe jumped out there a little bit, you know, naive, thinking, "Hey, I'm T.I. Hey, you know, I'm platinum. Everybody knows I have successful movies, successful reality shows, successful albums. Why can't I just go out there and control 50,000 people? You know what I'm saying, in New York City, and make them think that I'm funny?" I think it humbled him, that show in New York.
Well, now I feel like, you know, he should be able to jump out there on the main stages and raise hell. I don't want to see Tip in no hole in the wall trying to work his kinks out. Just go ahead. Life ain't long enough for you to be sitting over there playing around. If that's what the man want to do, jump out there in the water. Either you're going to swim, you're going to drown, or you're going to tread water. Something going to happen.
Go ahead.
And I'm not mad at him for going that route. Now, yes, to other comedians that have been waiting their turn or waiting their time, it feels like Tip skipped the line. But let me tell you something about this industry. If there's one thing that I have learned over the time I've been in the industry, it ain't no goddamn line. It's not a first come, first serve business. It's whatever the fuck happens, happens. That man got leverage. He's using his leverage to go and chase another damn bag. I don't blame him for that. And even with the booing and all of that stuff, it don't matter if he got booed, heckled, or applauded. Either way it go, his stock is rising because it's keeping him relevant in this day and time, and we're having a conversation about him right now. If he wasn't doing comedy, would you be talking about Tip right now?
And that's a good, and that's a great fact. But here's something else. I'm gonna play devil advocate. That sounds great. You know, hey man, I can barter my career. I can leverage on this. I can go straight to Madison Square Garden or whatever and do a comedy show. But what happens if he fails? Now, what does that do to Wickets and to you know, different artists that have sold just as many records as him, and they are funny and they could have won, but since he came through first and he did succeed and failed miserably, now everybody's skeptical about the next person that could have been. You see what I'm saying? So this is not just a matter of, hey, you know, I'm T.I., let me go ahead and do whatever. Because what he does is gonna affect the next generation of these other rappers, these little Dirks, these little babies and stuff. They gonna get our age. And then they might wanna say, you know what? Either they're gonna say, "Thank you, Tip, for kicking the door in. Now I can do that." Or, "Man, if it weren't for Tip fucking up, man, I would have tried comedy because I'm funny, but you know, Tip ruined that long time ago."
Now, let me get in here. You know, if it's one thing that you should know about Tip is that he has a huge vocabulary. But in that vocabulary, failure ain't one of the words in there. That man ain't failed yet. Now, he done fell forward and he done went through some things, but to this day, to keep it 100, when have you seen that nigga? You done seen him face some trials and tribulations, but you ain't seen him fail. And I don't think he's gonna stop until he gets his shit together. Now, also what I feel like is this. You got Lil Duval in your corner. Now, you was there when Duval was jumping off the porch, becoming a comedian. Duval is kind of right in the pocket of where Tip is about to go. Because Duval got hit singles that he could perform during his set, and he's funny as hell. So if I was Tip, I would go holler at Duval and say, all right, how do you work your music into your set?
But Tip ain't funny as hell. You see what you just said? I hate to cut you off. You said, you know, yeah, they do got the music in common, but you have to be naturally funny. It's hard to just not be a funny person and then all of a sudden, anything else you can convert. It's almost like this right here. You're not going to convert into the NBA and you're 5'2". Not unless you can jump like Nate Robinson. Some stuff, let's just keep it real, you're not going to be able to do. It's easier for a basketball player, football player, an actor, anything to do a rap song than for us to do what they're doing. It's harder for you to go run a football right now for the Atlanta Falcons. For you to go in there and dunk on, you know what I'm saying, on LeBron James right now. That's harder to do than LeBron James do a rap record. Shaq has proven that we can do rap records. You know what I'm saying? So it's easier for them to convert to what we're doing than we. Comedy is hard, man.
But let me get in here. Tip just needs writers. Just like all of these rappers. Just like all of these rappers got ghost writers out here, you got comedians that got ghost comedian writers too.
Yeah, but they're They're funny. But man, did you see his show behind? He was sitting up there telling folks, if you don't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, raise your hand. Nigga was looking at him like, what the fuck is he talking about? Theoretically, you know, we're expeditiously moving to the, and then somebody looking at him like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then he talking about, well, just raise your hand and I'll come down and give you a one-on-one session. It's not funny, B.I. That's not funny, B.I.
It's funny
because I just said it. It's not funny, B.I. It's not funny.
You got to get a man the opportunity. I mean, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that we get to watch this in real time. It's going to play out excellent in his life story. It's going to be like, nigga, I went out there trying to do comedy. Shit got real. But eventually, I cracked a funny joke some goddamn
I'm going to book the next shows that T.I.'s on. If I knew about them, I'm going to get on that ticket. I'll whoop T.I. I will whoop T.I. I'm calling it out. You can tell him I said it. I will whoop him at comedy. I guarantee you that I will be. If they bring both of us out, remember how you do the Sandman back in the day? What was that? Showtime and Apollo?
Apollo, yeah.
And they put him and they put me. I'm going to win that comedy.
Oh, my God. Now, I love to see that. I would love to see. I got to go see Tip, too. I got to see you and Tip on stage.
I will
raising some goddamn hell.
I just told you a great joke. You loved it.
I hated that shit. Then I just damn near lose my shit. You know what? I'm just be real. Fuck all this political shit. You and Tim gonna get up there and see who can get booed the best. And I'll be out there in the court just nigga. I'm booing both y'all asses.
I guarantee you I don't get booed. A challenge. I'm throwing out the gauntlet, Tip and Wicked. Somebody tag him. Somebody tell him I want to have a comedy off. We can do it on IG Live. We can do it on Facebook. We can stand down at 5 points. However y'all want to do it. However you want to do it, Tip. Me against you, Brad. I said it.
Okay, now you talking about all this versus stuff, man. We had a conversation earlier about, you know, the greatest of all time. I've been seeing on the internet. I've been seeing on just sports and stuff. You know that conversation between LeBron James and MJ.
Oh, my God.
And people are trying to figure out who is the greatest of all time.
Be high.
Talk to me.
I tell people this all the time right here. There is no greatest of all time when it comes to basketball, football, rap, singing, dancing. Well, dancing, Michael Jackson. I give Mike that. But everything else, there is no greatest. And I'm going to tell you why. Especially when it comes to, since you said, LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that LeBron James does that he's the greatest of all times, that he does.
That's right.
There are some things that Michael Jordan did that makes him the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
There are some things that Wilt Chamberlain did that made him the greatest of all time. There are some things that Shaquille O'Neal did that made him the greatest of all time. Let's say, why can't Nate Robinson or Spud Webb or Allen Iverson, who was 5 feet and under, they be considered the greatest of all time when you look at the what they had to use. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The bodies that the shells today they lugged around and you at 5 feet and you putting your arm in the goal, that yeah. should be the greatest of all time. See, when it comes to the greatest of all time, I think that it should go by position. If you want to compare position to position, who was the best point guard? Who's the best shooting guard? Who's the best power forward, small forward, center? How can you say that Michael Jordan is better than Shaquille O'Neal yeah. when they did two different, totally different things? Shaquille O'Neal can't do a lot of stuff that Jordan did, but can Jordan sit down there and bang like Shaquille O'Neal did and get slapped all in the face 50 times a game and still, you know, dunking it and laying it up and you know
he did it in Detroit but I don't know
but and you see he cried, they had to change the rules for him. He couldn't win a championship. Jordan couldn't win a championship when they were letting Isaiah to slap his back at. You see what I'm saying? They had to make the Jordan rules for him. So when you say okay, the greatest of all time, just like you can't say that Tom Brady is the greatest. Y'all be hearing him saying he's the greatest football player of all time because he won 7 Super Bowl rings. Well, excuse me, it took a lot of people to help win those 7 Super Bowl rings, right?
That's right.
And at the same time, can Tom Brady catch a football? If Tom Brady was a wide receiver, would he be the greatest?
Mm-mm.
If he had to run that thing, would he would have been the greatest?
Come on now.
If he had to block, would he would have been the greatest? Yep. So it should be a greatest at every single different position, and it's the same thing with music. You can't say that this blues singer, B.B. King, wasn't as good as a Luther Vandross. Mm-hmm. You understand? It's two totally different things. Lionel Richie, who does country music, you know, he's not as good as Rick James, who did soul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there is no true greatest. Is Snoop Dogg better than Common? There's two totally different things.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Common, he was successful in rap, in movies, in television. So is Snoop Dogg. But there are two different genres of music.
I agree with what you're saying when you speak of the position and stuff like that, because at the end of the day, you kind of do have to, you know, put it to the point to where it's like, okay, who is the greatest in that position? Now, LeBron James did play small forward / shooting guard.
Point guard, too.
And point guard. Yeah, Jordan was a shooting guard.
Correct.
So, I mean, they playing the same position. So, now what we going to do now?
Kind of. You know, LeBron James could play 1-5 in his younger years.
Yeah, no,
in his
I agree younger with that. Years.
And Jordan could kind of, too. Not so much of a five like LeBron because he wasn't that big and that powerful.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But, like I said, if you want to compare Jordan to somebody, compare him to Kobe Bryant, to somebody that's around his same height, same position, same style. You know that's if you're going to compare him. You can't compare him to Wilt Chamberlain, who, you know, if we want to go on a ring, how many Wilt had? 11?
That nigga had more than enough, like Bill Russell had enough.
What was that
more
Bill Russell? Which one had 11? What had 11?
Bill Russell was the one with both hands
on
rings.
Okay, so if we're going to go on that, then, you know, you can't compare Michael Jordan to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Two totally different games, two different positions, nothing is the same, so there is no GOAT. To me, they all make up. There's 100 players. They just did the 75.
Yeah.
There's 100 players that they all could ride on the bus of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
I don't think that Allen Iverson, the AI, takes a back seat to no player. I don't care if he didn't get any rings.
Yeah.
I don't care if LA had a better team and they beat him back then.
Yeah.
Who is not going to take? If right now, if you had to pick 5 players, you may not pick an AI, but you wouldn't be mad if I gave you AI, now would you?
Yeah, no, I need AI on my team.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? You wouldn't be mad if I took AI and gave you Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be mad if I took Jordan and gave you Kobe.
That's right.
You wouldn't be mad if I took Tim Duncan and gave you Shaq. You see what I'm saying?
For me, when it comes to basketball and those conversations, when you speak of that GOAT language, you got Michael Jordan as a young 80s baby growing up with Jordan and my mind just having to experience watching Michael Jordan just dominate and just do the most and put on a damn show, I am forever going to feel like Jordan is just, as far as basketball and impact,
right?
Jordan made you want to go to North Carolina and play basketball. Jordan made you want to buy them damn shoes. Jordan made you go out there and play on your backyard goal and try to rock the baby to sleep and then dunk that thing. Jordan made you go out there and try to emulate him on the court.
But he wasn't the only one. That was a Dr. J.
Now, Dr. J was a bad man, too. Now, don't get it messed up.
That was a magic.
Jordan took Dr. J stuff to another level.
But what about
he took what Jay was doing to another level.
What about Magic? Every time we passed when we were young, we're Magic. Every time we shot a jumper, who do we say? Bird. Every time that we shot a jumper in that backyard on that rim with no nets, we would yell out, Bird!
But now I'm looking at LeBron James, and this man has been playing for all of these damn years, and he has literally been putting up the points, the rebounds, the assist
mm-hmm.
the whole damn time.
Mm-hmm.
So now LeBron is getting to a point in his career to where he's played longer than Jordan. He's played longer than a lot of these players, but he's been consistently giving them hell.
Absolutely.
Now, we saw LeBron go up there to Cleveland and bring that ring home to
right.
his hometown
correct.
By his damn self.
Right.
By his damn self. Now, I haven't seen many players bring a ring home by their damn self. And then everybody.
He did have Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. Kevin Love in his prime. See, everybody kept saying
No.
Kevin Love was averaging 50. He was leading the league in rebounds when they got him. Kevin Love had the most triple doubles in the league at the time. And now, am I saying that he's Larry Bird? No, he wasn't. But he was averaging 22, 23 points a game and 10 rebounds a game and is a great passer. He's not a clown. That's why you think that they traded the boy out there to Wiggins for Kevin Love. And Wiggins was like the number one or number two.
He was
pick.
Fine. Yeah.
Exactly. And you got Kyrie Irving. Come on, bro.
Dennis Rodman, arguably the greatest defensive player to ever play the game and rebounder to ever play the damn game.
Correct.
Period.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
You talking about the greatest of all time defensively?
Right.
You're going to have to put Dennis Rodman on there.
So I agree with that.
And he played with Jordan.
And I agree with that.
And I ain't even said nothing about pimping yet.
I agree with that. But he didn't win all the rings with Jordan. Jordan won two sets of threes. Remember that. Okay? Two sets. He retired, went to baseball for the White Sox, and then came back and won a three again. So he three-peated both times he did it. Now, in saying that right there, y'all try to act like LeBron James did not have any talent. At that time, J.R. Smith and all of them were good players. They all were at the time, not now. At the time, Scottie Pippen didn't do a damn thing without Jordan. After Jordan, when Jordan retired, what did Scottie Pippen do? Scottie Pippen got bounced around until he went to Portland. He went to San Antonio. He was in Denver. He was everywhere. He didn't do
Michael Jordan said himself that Scottie Pippen could have did everything that he did on that damn court. Don't you
Scottie
ever disrespect
Scottie Pippen didn't
them.
Have the shot.
You better not ever disrespect Pippen around
me. He couldn't shoot the ball. He couldn't shoot the ball. Athletically,
what you mean he couldn't shoot the ball?
Athletically, he was okay. I let Rodman and Scottie Pippen get behind the three-point line, and I put $100 with Rodman, man, to make more threes than Scottie.
Then you got Tony Kukoc, who was the greatest player of European history at the time. They brought him over there, too. LeBron was out here putting folks on his back. LeBron will put your team on his back. And then he'll win that game if he needed to. Did you see that playoff game against the Pistons?
What was the boy that they had that LeBron had with him? The black guy. He had wound up messing with one of the Kardashians, didn't he?
Tristan.
He was leading the rebound. They had a squad. You trying to act like they didn't have it? They had Delonte West. Yeah, he fell
Delonte
off after
was
that.
Fine. He was
Delonte
fine.
Delonte was fine.
But he wasn't Scottie Pippen.
They could
nigga,
shoot.
Horace Grant wasn't no bad boy either, man. Horace Grant could bring the fight. He was getting the rebounds.
That Cleveland team, I want to pull it up, but they had a squad. It was not a whack team. They had a squad. Let me see who they had on that squad. Yeah, they was.
Yeah.
See. Oh, Shumpert. Shumpert was a good, he was a good defensive player though. Shumpert was a good defensive player.
Okay, then let's do it like this then. Let's make it make real sense. How many folks on that team besides LeBron were first time Hall of Famers? How many? Okay, now is Dennis Rodman the first go-round Hall of Famer? Is Scottie Pippen the first go-round Hall of Famer? You got two first go-round Hall of Famer. Oh, who was the coach? Phil Jackson?
Yeah, but Phil
one
Jackson.
One of the greatest coaches of all freaking time?
Phil Jackson had two. He only won with two players. The best two players ever, almost ever come through the league, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
But guess what happened?
Who has he won with? Just like, look, with Pop. Pop won with Tim Duncan and David Robinson, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. What is Pop doing right now? Missing the playoffs
Check this out.
He barely made it this year.
Check this out, though, with Phil.
What has Bill Belichick done without Brady? Missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. You see what I'm saying? So you talking about what kind of coaches they are. No, the coaches are the players that's on the court.
Nah, buddy, when it comes to Phil Jackson, when it came to the Bulls, guess what? Jordan didn't start winning until Phil started coaching. Kobe didn't start winning until Phil started coaching.
Because Phil
is one of the greatest. He's a Hall of Fame coach, too. You got a Hall of Fame coach, two Hall of Fame players, and Michael Jordan all on the same squad. You're going to win.
To sit his big bubble head ass down and let the players play the game. All these other coaches trying to do too much. Doug Collins. And you know, they're doing too much. Phil said, man, I got Michael Jordan. Let me just sit down and relax. Phil used to be on the bench like this. Phil, you have a hand in the drawers on half of the stuff. I'm going to tell you something, Phil, get up. Phil knee was bad. He couldn't even get up, could he? Phil called timeout, sit down.
Okay.
Like that. Jordan not writing up the plays.
Who would you put in your top five NBA players of all time then?
I would have to do it. I would go guard, second, like, you know, I would narrow it down to 10 guards, uh-huh. Then 10 shooting guards, 10 small
That's not
forwards.
The conversation so, then. That ain't even the conversation. Everybody get, you just like the elementary schools right now, starting, giving everybody a damn award. Everybody don't deserve an award.
My starting five would be, I would put LeBron James at point.
Okay, that's nasty.
It's close with Magic Johnson.
Oh,
it's close, but LeBron was a little bit more athletic than him. Just an inch. Magic had a killer instinct. So you know what? Cross LeBron out.
Oh.
Magic Johnson at one.
Okay,
two. I will put MJ or Kobe. I don't even care. You give me either one you want. Three, I would put, that's my small forward, Reggie Miller.
Mm.
Reggie Miller. See, we got Curry out there. I would put at my power forward, Tim Duncan.
Mm.
That's who I saw. And at my center, who I saw, Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
Huh? See, I forgot about Durant. We talking about Durantula. We talking about Steph Curry. We talking about you can't narrow it down to five people.
I gotta ask you this though, because when you say Shaq at center, I agree. Shaq is the most dominant center to ever play the game. How do you rate him versus Hakeem the Dream?
Hakeem Elijah gave him his business when I forgot about the Dream.
When you see Hakeem. Don't get it messed up, LeBron.
What
with
about Ewing? We you know, he was just on that team, but Ewing was a beast.
Ewing had that jumper too.
So
I mean, Hakeem, though, it was his moves in the paint are like legendary. He had it down to a science. So you know, I'm going with just like you was with LeBron and Magic. That's how I feel about Shaq and Hakeem and that damn paint. Okay. Power forward, you know, I like Garnett, man.
See, I forgot
I like the
about
big
Garnett.
I like the big I like ticket because he's ticket a bad too. Motherfucker.
You trying to act like I don't like him.
I like the big ticket because, I mean, he's just a hardcore gangster.
Right.
At the three, shit, I got to put LBJ at three right there, man. I got to put
Larry Johnson?
No, no, not LJ, but LeBron James. I'm going to put LeBron James at three.
I was talking about grandmama. I knew. You know, I ain't here talking about grandmama.
Yeah, no, I'm going to put LeBron James at three. And then for my two, it's a toss-up. I don't want to. Give me MJ at two, and then I'm going to have to put AI at goddamn point.
But see, AI wasn't a great point guard.
But that nigga was a ball handler.
He was a shoot. He was a ball guard. Yeah, but you weren't going. You know, Jordan ain't going. Once AI came up two times up that court and then get Michael Jordan that basketball.
He's going to get punched.
Give it to Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon.
Yeah.
In the post. See, you got to have props. See, when you got a team like that, you got to get somebody that's a willing passer.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson was a pass first. He didn't have to score. That's why I said LeBron, too. Yeah. I could take LeBron at point.
Yeah.
I could take Magic at point because they didn't have to get. They're going to get it regardless because you're
going to get that triple double
and disrespect them and they're going to hit it when they have to hit it.
That's right.
So, but with an AI, I couldn't do that because, you know, it's too many other great scorers on that team. Mm-hmm. Now, if I had a mediocre team, that he would be the first person. If I had to, you know, pull along, like you said, Love and and Delonte West, then I'm going to get AI to pull them along, just like I would get Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is I don't think I ever seen a point guard can handle the ball better than Kyrie Irving.
Nah,
AI ain't
bad
got them
man.
Handles.
He's a bad
AI
man.
AI ain't got those handles.
One last question I got for you, Wick. It's 5 seconds left in the game. Who's going to take that shot?
5 seconds left. What do we need? Do we need a three or a two?
We need a three. You bringing that thing over half court. You playing point guard with. You coming up the court. You looking around, and you got to pass to somebody.
Reggie Miller.
Shot. You going Reggie?
I'm going Reggie. Y'all going Reggie.
I'm going to tell you the greatest clutch shooter of all time.
And a three-point shooter?
Yeah.
Who?
Robert Horry. I'm going Robert Horry. Here you go, Horry. And we went in that goddamn game.
Horry got 15 rings. I ain't got there every 5 points.
But all five of the points came in the last 5 seconds of the game the game was tied.
Then
nigga,
Reggie Miller scored 9 or 10 points in 5 seconds.
He did that one time.
He don't did a lot. He don't hurt a lot of people. Reggie Miller was the most clutch shooter.
Horry was the most clutch shooter in the last minute
he
of that goddamn
Kobe
game.
Bryant with him.
No, buddy, it ain't about having nobody with you. It's about being able to hit that shot with the lights on.
He had buying them down there. Then that Paul Gasol. A lot of the stuff that Ori was shooting was wide open shots because you got to, once that ball going down to Powell, once that ball going down to buying them down there, you forgot about buying them. You know what I'm saying? Once that ball going down in the post, they lagging down there trying to stop Kobe from driving, stop Gasol. So Robert Ori, like he said, a lot of that stuff would come straight to him. A lot of stuff, he wouldn't be the first option. They'd go to Powell. They may block Powell. It'll trickle out there to Horry, pick it up and shoot it.
And you he hit every time.
I will give you that. But Reggie Miller did it with 3-4 people on him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the building.
That's how they push a nigga down.
If we knew that Robert Ory was getting the last shot, let Kobe had not been there. Let Paul Gasol not been there. So we gear our defense for Robert Ory. Now it's a different Robert Ory.
Well, by the 20-year game winner, by then, every coach should have known, okay,
Reggie Miller,
make sure Robert Ory don't get the ball.
Reggie Miller and Ray Allen are shooting with defenses geared towards stopping them from shooting the ball. And they're still coming off and pulling that bit. Ory ain't doing that. Ory getting wide open shots because the defense don't
come. How many rings does Robert Ory got?
About 15. He don't got. He made one shot for every team in the NBA.
Exactly. Every ring he has a big. They call a big shot Bob for crying out loud, man. They ain't gonna hit the big shot.
That man.
And I ain't got no hate against Reggie Miller either. He's a bad man. Okay, now I done seen him get busy. He pissed me off with these Hawks many a damn times. Okay,
right.
But Robert Horry was there to end
and
that
Ray
damn
Allen.
Game.
And Ray Allen was clutch.
Yeah.
And Ray Allen was clutch. So, but like I said, won't you ask, let the people put it down there.
Hit them comments.
Now, do you want the people to put down their starting five?
I want your starting five, your greatest of all time, and your greatest clutch shooter of all time. Give me all of it. Give me all that, fam.
Well, I'm going Reggie Miller.
I'm going Robert Horry, man.
We're disrespecting Ray. No, for the Nets.
Jason Kidd.
Durant.
Oh,
and Curry.
They went old school.
Mm-hmm. Steph Curry and Durant, we're disrespecting them because when it's all said and done, they might go down as the greatest. So Durant may go down as the greatest scorer ever to play basketball. I can see that.
I knew when Durant was in Texas that he could just put the ball in the basket. See, the whole thing
is effortless.
Yeah, it's certain effortless. Players just know how to put the ball in the basket, mm-hmm. and he's one of them. And I'm done with
them.
That.
He's one
the
of
same
them.
Thing with Steph Curry. I mean, they just put the ball in the basket, man.
Curry shoots the ball behind and take off running before the ball gets halfway to the goal, bro.
And that's ridiculous.
We have never ever seen anybody in our history of watching basketball shoot the ball.
Come on.
Turn around and take off.
He about to play defense.
I ain't talking about after it hit, then you, right when it's hit, you look a little bit and say, no, the ball is halfway there. This nigga back on defense. He is back on defense. It's just now hitting. So that's a bad boy. But yeah, man, y'all put it in the comments, man. Let us know what you think.
Now, what else was we talking about, Wick? Because you was talking about the Mount Rushmore of basketball.
Since we're talking about Mount Rushmore basketball, why don't we talk about the Mount Rushmore rap? Because I'm definitely on there.
Come on with it, dude. Boo! Another whack-ass joke. Okay. Come on, man. We was talking about the Mount Rushmore, but you was telling me that you like the West Coast Mount Rushmore.
I do. Well, what I was saying, you talking about when we was talking about the Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
That was Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube. It's the, they have an album coming out.
That's
is
right.
Is it Westmore? What's the album?
Mount Westmore, I think.
Mount Westmore, right?
That's right, yeah.
That's going to be with Snoop Dogg,
that's right.
Ice Cube, mm-hmm. Too Short.
That's right.
And E-40.
That's right.
Right? Let me tell you something.
I'm here for it.
If Ice Cube,
mm-hmm.
Too Short.
Yeah.
E-40 and Snoop Doggy Dogg can't bring old school rappers back and old school music back, we dead in the water. Let me tell you something right now. For anybody that's out there listening right now, for anybody out there listening, if you're an old school rapper, you had a good run, you're still trying to make music and videos, and it's frustrating right now. You feel like the young folks ain't listening to you. You know, EJ won't play your records in the club. You know what I'm saying? If you're feeling like that right now, you better push for Snoop Doggy Dogg and Ice Cube and them to be successful.
Yeah.
Because that's our last hope when it comes to our generation being relevant to mainstream rap right now to the kids and making them respect it. I don't think that we would ever be, a 15-year-old kid ain't gonna never see eye to eye with your music or eye to eye with you and think you're cool. Mm-hmm. But as far as just, still being competitive in the market, it's not even competitive now. You see what I'm saying? All the old school rappers are basically doing shows off of their old hits.
Yeah.
You know, if you try to bring a new record, the radio stations, the internet, you don't even get a chance.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And it could be a great record. I can do a record right now that's a great record. Don't get no love behind the record. Get that same record to Lil Baby or one of these little young rappers that's out right now. The same identical record.
Yeah.
He could rap it the same way I did. And then it's the best thing since sliced bread.
My God.
You see what I'm saying? So right now, bruh, if they fail, I'm pulling for Snoop Dogg, them. I mean, I'm really, really pulling for them. I'm posting stuff about them. Trying to get, not just our generation, but, the generation that's out now. Hey, check out your forefathers. Check them out. Share this right here. It's hard to do because if they fail, we are dead in the water. Who's bigger than Snoop Doggy Dogg and Ice Cube? You tell me, you name Snoop. When you say, when you say rap, the picture that comes in my head is Snoop Doggy Dogg.
I'm with you on that.
That's the poster child of rap. He should be, how they got Jerry West as the logo of basketball?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg should be the logo of rap.
He should be.
He should be the logo.
I'm with that. You know, what I'm really looking forward to out of that gang, though, I mean, it's the Mount Westmore. But I'm really looking forward to see what Ice Cube got to say.
I ain't studying what Cube got to say.
No, well then you must not have had a good day today. You didn't have a good day today. Because Ice Cube, if you were on having a good day today, it'd probably be because of Ice Cube. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, I think you're going to need to check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself.
That's number two. Fix, wasn't it?
No, that was...
But they want a fix. Oh, so my God. Effects, they want to check yourself, but we're going to wreck yourself. Because what are going to when that was
it's bad for your health.
Oh, okay.
It's bad for your health. You know.
They don't know about DOS effects.
You know how we do it. You know.
I'm not hating on Ice Cube.
But then also, when it comes to just that political commentary that's going to move the culture forward, I know that Cube is going to snap. You know, Cube is the type of guy that'll get on a Lil Jon track and say, I told you motherfuckers, Kobe didn't take that pussy. Only Cube is going to address real shit.
Not really. Snoop does too. All of them get busy.
But Ice Cube is going to put it in your damn face. He's going to say F the police. Who else is going? Well, all of them going to say it too.
Too Short came out. His first album was saying, bitch. That was his first album. Snoop Dogg was blowing the chronic in front of police in their face. He was down with that whole movement. I think that to be honest with you, the wild card in all of it is E-40.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you why. You just made my point for me. The reason why E-40 is the wild card, one, he's the one who had, out of those four, who has had a hit. The recently.
Yeah,
that's real. What I'm saying? That's one.
That's real.
Two, we know he spunked Too Short up in that versus. Mm-hmm. That second. Third, E-40 never really got the shine of the other three.
Mm.
If I had to list them in order, of it would be a them Snoop and Ice Cube or 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
You know, both of them success are legends in rap.
Yeah.
Legends and just in entertainment.
Yeah.
Legends in both of them, you know, Snoop had the football team.
Yeah.
Ice Cube had the 3-on-3.
Come on.
So they're legends in movies, legends in sports. Yeah. So those two right there cancel each other out.
Yeah.
So if we're going to say, okay, we know what Ice Cube and Snoop Doggy Dogg are going to bring to the table, right?
Yeah.
We can say that's a whitewash.
I'm with that.
But with Short and 40, I think that 40 has a bigger upside because one, I think his style is the most unique style in rap that, you know, I think it's the most underrated style, but I think it's the most unique style in rap. It's no category for what E-40 does. There is no category. It's in the pocket. It's kind of talking. It's kind of rap. It's just fire. You understand what I'm saying?
Too Short was with 1 million black men rising. They try to keep him down, but he always surprised them.
It's Too Short is
don't
a
you
too
ever short sleep is, on short dogs no, in
short
the
dog
house.
Is all
I know
time
you ain't
great.
Tripping.
Did you see 40 dancing in the verses? Did you see 40 dancing in the verses? Did you see him? Did you see the step 40 had? 40 toting 300 pounds around with that step.
Short Dog is going to get the party started.
He is.
What's and then you got to give Short his love because he's really from Atlanta, even though he's from Oakland. Forgive me.
I'll give you that.
We'll let Short Dog claim ATL.
I love Too Short, but we're talking about Captain Save a Whole Man.
It's a winter. Should I say that?
Right. So, but I think the reason why I say E-40 is because E-40 is going to be a novelty to new school listeners that don't really know their history. We know our history, so we know all four of them are great.
Yeah.
That's why they say Mount or Westmore.
That's right.
So it's not taking nothing away from any of them.
That's right.
But if for a new school artist like EJ, you know what I'm saying, that ain't really hip. You know, he knows
who didn't have him on repeat.
He didn't have him on repeat.
Yeah.
I think that he would find E-40 a little bit more refreshing from what he's listening to today. Then Too Short, then Snoop. They kind of had those old school type of sounds.
Well, now Snoop has the greatest delivery of all time.
He does.
You can never know to everybody. He has the greatest delivery of all time.
Now E-40. If you ask these young kids now, if they put on a Snoop Dogg or to put on an E-40, I think they'll ride with 40 style. Because the young kids aren't biased. They don't know what Snoop did. They don't know that he shot somebody. That murder was the case that you gave
me.
They don't know about
the
gin and the juice.
Me.
They don't know about all that. I'm talking about if you just let them hear each one. I think this new generation will ride with 40 style more.
40 definitely has the flavor. Out of everybody, 40 has the flavor.
That's
he's bringing
saying.
The flavor
you
in there.
You just made my point.
But no, I'm not done. Snoop Dogg has the greatest delivery of all time.
Over Pac?
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, nobody can deliver bars like Snoop Dogg. Snoop's
over
delivery.
Pac?
unless over, Pac can say one,
over Biggie,
two, three, until the
over four. Over Big?
Yeah.
Over Pac?
Nobody's voice, vocal tone, and delivery from out of their head to that microphone hits the mic better than Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Scarface? He was better face?
No, his face didn't do that either. Snoop Dogg got the greatest delivery of hip-hop all time.
Because,
okay. See, if you want to go down those other streets, you want to go down these other streets, then you need to go down Busta Rhymes Street. Then.
Now,
if you want to be creative with deliveries, then you need to go down Busta Rhymes Street. But if I'm talking about this man gets on there and you know it's him every time,
That's true.
He just sounds, there's nobody that sounds cooler than Snoop Doggy fucking Dogg in hip hop. Give me one voice that sounds cooler than Snoop. If you want to be cool, everybody wants to be cool in this world.
LL.
LL ain't got no damn Snoop Dogg.
L?
Now you ain't even know. You know, you just you threw that out there because that's all you had. That's how you having that one little pistol. You shot that one little pistol out because that's the one you had. And you missed.
I can agree with you. I can agree with you on Snoop. I can agree with you. Like I said,
political commentary.
I agree with you.
That's Ice Cube. Ain't nobody giving you more political commentary than Cube.
I agree.
Getting the party started, though, that's where Too Short comes in.
I agree.
So you got him to get the party started.
I agree.
And the flavor with E-40. They had the greatest mixture of goats in one group from one area that I've ever seen in my damn life.
But now let me ask you something. Should they have, since all of them from Cali, is that going to hurt the movement of that project? Because you got a whole sector of the country that just don't get into West Coast music. Should they have, since you already got a Snoop Dogg and an Ice Cube, should you have replaced the other two with goats from other areas, like a LL, like an Andre 3000? Should you have mixed it so now we get a little flavor from each corner of the country to go along with the two greats, Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg. What do you think about that?
I think that'll work, but then we also got these Legend of the South tours already going on where you're getting all of our goats going together.
Those are shows. I'm talking about this is a album that they're dropping. This is a album. They're trying to save hip hop. They're trying to save hip hop with this. So I say, okay, if you're gonna save hip hop, Snoop is a given, Cube is a given. Them last two spots,
they had to put it down for the West. So the whole thing is that, they literally laid the smack down in their corner. So it's enough people in California to push them numbers to where they need to go. California, Washington, Nevada, that whole West Coast and stuff over there, they got enough people in those markets to really do the numbers that they need to do and make the effect that they need to make. And then also, I don't want to hit them West Coast niggas with nobody else. Keep it West Coast. Because the production has got to be West Coast to go with them West Coast folks. You see what I'm saying? Gangsters got to make the world go around.
I love West Coast too. I do. I'm just speaking for the new generation.
Who would you do it in the South with? What super group? What is Mount Southmore look like to you?
You the whole South of Atlanta. Are we talking Atlanta or are we talking South?
We going to Southeast. Boy, Southeast. We doing the Southeast.
I will put, me at power forward.
No, nigga, you need to be a coach. You can be the coach.
Okay, I'm the coach.
Who is the players?
Okay, the players are going to be, my first pick is going to be, this is going to make you mad.
What?
Ludacris. I'm going to take Luda.
Luda's going to give that E-40 flavor, though.
That's why.
He's got the most flavor out of all of these niggas. That's why. I'm not going to argue with you on that.
My second one I'm going to take is Chainz.
2 Chainz?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to take Chainz.
Now, what is it about Chainz that made you say you need to slide Chainz in there?
Chainz, he reminds me of Short. He's that party starter.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about.
Now he's got to get the party started.
I will have to have Chainz in there for the party starter.
Okay.
Ludacris, like you said, the E-40, he's going to get that flavor that we're looking for.
Uh-huh. So
that's two
so
far. That's two. I hate to say this right here. I
You still got three more positions, so you can come with it.
I would say Face has to be in it.
Yeah, you got to put Face in there.
I got to put Face in there. I will have to, if I wish Pimp C was alive, but I will have to put Pimp C in there. But I'll ride with Bun. I'll ride with Bun.
Yeah, I'll ride with
and
Bun.
Then give me any one of, I need CeeLo somewhere in there. I got to have CeeLo for just that soulness. Yeah, I will have to have CeeLo somewhere in there for the hooks and stuff. And CeeLo gonna always give you a good enough verse on the end of something that I will have to have CeeLo somewhere in there. The old CeeLo now.
Okay. Let me go ahead and give you my five then. I got to go Andre 3000. You can't go nowhere without Andre 3000.
I can ride without 3000.
No, you can't ride without 3000.
I got Luda. I already got Luda. I already got Scarface. These are two. You talking about lyrically?
Andre 3000 is lyrically the greatest of all time.
I can't just say that. I cannot just say that. Not without saying that. I mean, you know, I could take Big. I could ride with Big and not miss a beat. I don't know where this thing has come from that Andre 3000 the greatest of all time. I don't know.
I'm not. We gonna save that Andre argument for later on.
Is he more talented than CeeLo?
CeeLo was a bad motherfucker too.
Is Andre 3000 more talented than CeeLo Green?
Ooh, why you gonna put me on the spot? Because
you're saying that Andre 3000 is the greatest of all time because of his rap. Okay, let's just say.
Okay, he edges CeeLo out. How about this?
Let's say he edges CeeLo out in his lyrical content, because CeeLo's a bad motherfucker on rapping too.
No, I'm with that.
But can he out sing CeeLo?
Okay, so now let me go to hell with you.
Can he
play the guitar? He'll take a walk in the park with his guitar. The man got his flute on deck to this day.
He learned that later. CeeLo was doing that from a little boy though. CeeLo been doing all that. CeeLo is the little boy. The when I think of CeeLo Green, I think of Stevie Wonder when he was young. You know, Ray Charles. That's the soulness I get from CeeLo Green. Listen to his name, Al Green, CeeLo Green.
Okay, Andre 3000, first of all, this man ain't even from this time. Okay, he came back from the year 3000 and blessed us with those goddamn verses. That's number one. If you go back and listen to his music, all of his shit is goddamn prophetic. He prophesied some shit, okay? Right. That's the best I can give you right now.
Right.
CeeLo Green. I love CeeLo Green. CeeLo was fine, but lyrically, I didn't get enough verses out of CeeLo
because he was in a bigger group. He was in a bigger group, so he didn't have no CD that he could just, you know, that he had to play the part of Goody Mob, because all of them at Goody Mob, you know, they all had they all brought different things to the table. So to put all that in a pot and make it work, he had to fall back on certain stuff. All of them did. But I think you underestimate CeeLo Green.
I'm just letting you know. Who Andre 3000 is he
way more advanced than Big Boy? Y'all always talking about what Andre 3000 does, but what has Andre 3000 done without Big?
Okay, I'm gonna put it to you like this. What has he done? Synthesizer, microwave me, give me a shot so I can make 7 babies. Virtual reality, virtual bullshit, and synthesizer preacher.
So you don't mess with rap, so it don't even sound good.
No.
I don't like what you're
basically
saying.
Basically what I'm saying is the man predicted Instagram 20 years before Instagram came out.
CeeLo said the same thing on who's that peeping in my window. They were going to come with all the same stuff. He said the same identical thing. My thing is this right here. I'll give you that right there, but you didn't finish your B.I. So you say Andre 3000.
Andre 3000. You know what? I got to put G's in there, man.
Jeezy.
I got to put Jeezy in there. That trap music, man, that trap, if I'm going to get somebody from that trap.
Then get Tip. Tip is a much better lyricist.
Tip is
a much better lyricist than Jeezy. A much better lyricist. Now, don't get me wrong. Jeezy had that flavor. I know everything that Jeezy has ever said. But he has a... I mean, when I see Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? Hey... I love Young Jeezy now because his music it resonates with me because right along what I was doing. So I love, but he's not a better lyricist than T.I.P.
The songs that Jeezy has with the production that he has from Drummer Boy and Shawty Red, that trap music, I'ma just need that.
That one album. But if we're gonna go, Tip is gonna bring. Anthem. You're talking about somebody sitting beside Andre 3000. Andre 3000.
But you ain't even got the chance to put Tip on my team.
But Andre 3000 is spitting all this stuff. You like my blue no, my red no, all this mess you just kicked up. Who's gonna come behind that better and be able to back him up? Tip or Jeezy? Jeezy gonna come in and slow it down. He's really one track rapper. Hey. He's really a one track rapper. It's gonna be really about. If Jeezy is not really talking about work or
let's
dope,
get it.
If Jeezy's not talking about work or dope, how successful is he gonna be? Tip has proven.
I don't want Jeezy to talk about nothing but work and dope.
Yeah, but Tip can goddamn talk about that and goddamn get with Luda and 3000 them on their style type of music. He can get in there and get fly at the mouth. I don't see it from Jeezy. Maybe I'm wrong.
Andre 3000. Jeezy.
Okay.
I'm going to throw Tip in there, too. I got to throw Tip in there.
Okay.
That's three. I got two more positions left. And I got to give them to two groups. UGK.
Okay.
You got to give me the Bun and the Pimp. I just can't. I can't do it without them.
Right.
And I'm going to need Ball and G in there.
I forgot about Ball and G.
Yeah, I'm going to need Ball and G in there. So, I mean, I'm counting those groups. And, I mean, if I have to go one, I'm going to have to go. I got to go with Bun. And, you know.
And so, you know what?
Between
you know
what? Ball and G, it's like trying to separate Siamese twins. But I'm an MJG guy.
I'm glad you brought that up. You brought up Pimp C, and, you know, Bun and Pimp, and you brought up A-Ball and MJG. Mm-hmm. Why don't we ever bring up Run DMC? Why don't we ever bring up the real goats of music? Who jumped out there fly? I know it's been so long ago, but why don't we ever give New York their credit? We always assume that, like, we don't talk about the whole, every time we do a show here and we talk about the best groups, the best duos, we name everybody but the EPMDs, but the Run DMCs, but the Leaders of the New School. You know, am I tripping?
Well, keep on naming all of them, because I'm just going to shut you down and I'm going to tell you why at the end of what you're saying. Run DMC, Leaders of the New School.
Run came out with the all-level. You're talking about game-changing. You know, we still wear those shell toe Adidas to this day. Kids will still go, hey, give me a pair of them shells. You know, to this day, the all black leather with the hats to match. They Run DMC taught us what it was, what swag was about back then. You talking on the stage, you talking. They taught us swag. You understand what I'm saying? But we never talk about Run DMC.
The reason why we don't ever talk about them because they can't hold a counter to Outkast.
They're two different. That's
now, I don't care what you got to
Didn't
say.
Didn't I just tell you about when you were trying to compare a center to a point guard?
Well, you need to leave out of here because at the end of the day,
they're not even the same type of music behind.
They didn't give us enough music.
Run DMC didn't what you're talking about. They didn't give us enough music. They carried the whole 80s and part of the 90s.
With three songs. One of them was Mary Mary, and the other one was My Adidas.
Three songs, man. Come on, man.
And the Christmas song. The Christmas song, Mary Mary, and My Adidas.
That's the way it is. Look, he like that one. He know about that one, and he young.
That's four songs.
They had way more than that.
Mary Mary.
Walk this way. Talk this
run
way.
Run this way.
They come on, be high.
They ain't Outkast.
Rap grew.
I don't care if it grew, schmoo. What do you do? Run DMC ain't no damn outcast, and that's why we ain't talking about them.
The same group, but they ought to be.
You talking about the greatest of all time? I'm telling you that outcast is the greatest group of all time.
Run DMC should be in the conversation with the greatest of all time. You had a Mount Rushmore of groups.
See, now you want to have a Mount Rushmore. The greatest of all time can only be one.
No, you said a group. You said a group now.
That's what I'm saying. It can be one group.
One group. And you don't
think. And that's outcast. It's not Run DMC.
I'm going with Run DMC.
Because you're a sellout.
I said it.
You a sellout.
What I'm saying is this. If there is a Mount Rushmore for a duo, Run DMC Outcast. Should not take a back seat to anybody.
And they're taking a back seat to Outkast.
Y'all check me about it.
They're taking a back seat to Outkast because that's the greatest group of all damn time.
Grew. No, they're not. Outkast, the music grew. Yeah, they're great. They are all time great. So is Pimpin' Bun. So is A Ball and MJG. So the great. And if you want to talk about if you want to talk about the real deal, the greatest group of all time. Besides Run DMC, because they are the GOATs, Run DMC. But Snoop and Dre.
Oh.
That's the greatest.
Here we go again.
Come on now.
Here we go again.
Am I right? Now you can agree with me on that.
Snoop and Dre, that's the greatest 1-2 punch of all time, weren't a group. Outkast is the greatest duo.
Well, it should have been a group.
Outkast is the greatest group of all time.
Well, we'll let the people decide. I'm going with Run DMC.
Outkast. And I guess we can wrap it up on this. For right now, you done pissed me off enough, you know. You kicked your butt on some Street Fighter shit. Fuck that Will Smith stuff. It was gonna be some blood splattering.
I used
with
a Chinese dude on Street Fighter.
Yeah, I used Liu Kang too.
What was the one did hand slap you from across?
Oh no, you talking about the Scorpion? You didn't grab.
No, his name was Hondu. He had a pamper. He wore a big diaper. Remember. He's kind of, you remember it.
Hey, man, y'all hit them comments. Let us know how y'all feel, man. Be High Radio, shout it. OG Gangsta Wicked. We'll holler at y'all in a minute, man. We gone.